Montana talks here. Live and local. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger for thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Hey, we got an early start. David Noble joined us for most of the 6 o'clock hour, had a great conversation. He's with us now, of course, every Thursday in the 7 o'clock hour, but I want to get to the woke update and more. But we were talking about how there was a hearing in the House of Representatives yesterday where the congressional Republicans were calling out these climate hoax groups that are pushing this climate alarmist agenda to undermine America. We got Robert in Belgrade on the phone lines wanting to weigh in. Robert, thanks for the call.
Thank you. I'd like to make a comment before I get into the climate thing. You were talking about Tester and the debate that they had, and you thought maybe he was biting on his dentures or something. I think neither one of us know for sure, but I think maybe he was loading his Depends. Anyway, we'll get into the climate thing. I made a mistake here a couple, two or three weeks ago, about watch the movie Climate Change. The movie is not Climate Change. The movie is just Climate, the movie. So it's very interesting. Look it up. And the climate changes over a long, long period of time, not your lifetime or mine, longer than that. The weather changes here in Montana, could be by the minute, the hour. The weather changes in a short time. The climate does not. So let's get some people out there that know, that are suing these people, and find them wrong.
No, great point. Yeah, so Climate is the movie that you were talking about. All right, Robert. Hey, by the way, great to see you back in Gallatin Gateway last week as well. David Noble, your thoughts?
Another really great documentary, if folks haven't seen it, is The Great Global Warming Swindle. It should be available for free on YouTube, hour and a half documentary. Really, really good documentary about the great global warming swindle. And they've got some of the world's top climate scientists on there. You know, people always ask me, I can't believe that you don't listen to scientists when it comes to global warming. And it's like, actually, the reason that I dispute man-made global warming is because I do listen to scientists. I've listened to the best arguments that the global warming nuts have made. I've listened to those. And then I've also listened to MIT atmospheric physicists who have disagreed with global warming. And then I've listened to both of them, and I thought, which one of these makes sense? And it's pretty obvious when you do that.
And I also look at it like, okay, if we did everything they want us to do in the name of climate change, what would it do? And what they want us to do, it would significantly undermine the American economy. It would be economic suicide. And it wouldn't even change the temperature by 1 degree. So what's the freaking point? Let's see. Less than a minute to go before the break. Stephen Ballantyne, what did you want to share?
Morning, guys. Well, you know, the Democrat Party really seems to lose a lot of things. This country is relying on now that laptop. That laptop is going to devastate the Democrat Party on all the cheating and all the stuff they've been doing over the years. So by saying that, we can't lose the laptop, or we can't lose anything on it. What's the chances? Is there another duplicate out there that we have?
Oh, I'm sure they've got copies and copies and copies of that hard drive by now. You're talking about Hunter's laptop, right? Is my assumption there. Yeah, I'll guarantee you there's many copies of that.
Military Matters.
U.S. Northern Command and the Canadian Armed Forces have deployed warships and aircraft to monitor four Russian Navy vessels as they conduct drills in Cuba's waters. Russian warships entered the port of Havana early Wednesday. Pentagon Deputy Press Secretary Sabrina Singh said the Pentagon was not surprised.
We've seen them do these type of port calls before. We, of course, take it seriously, but these exercises don't pose a threat to the United States.
Echoes of the Cold War and Cuban Missile Crisis in October 1962. On Tuesday, Russian warships sailed less than 30 miles off Florida's south coast. U.S. intelligence assesses there are no nuclear weapons on board the ships. In Moscow, Russia's Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov thanked his Cuban counterpart for taking Russia's side in Ukraine. Ukraine has sunk nearly half of Russia's Black Sea fleet in the past 2 years, including a prized submarine. For Military Matters at the Pentagon, Jennifer Griffin, Fox News.
Here's a look at your real weather for Billings and Bozeman. With sunshine across the area today, high temperature readings look to stay in the low 80s. Then as skies stay clear tonight, we're looking at a low temperature in the mid-50s. The outlook for Friday does call for a mix of clouds and sun, with a few afternoon showers or storms possible. High temperature readings from around 86 in Bozeman to the low 90s in the Billings area. Scattered storm chance into Friday night. This is Weatherology meteorologist Paul Trombley.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Serving the great state of Montana, from the peaks of the Beartooths to the banks of the Clark Fork River, Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, so David, David joined us in the 6 o'clock hour. He's like, hey, I'm already up and rolling. Why not come in early? So as I told him, you know, David Noble, Manhattan, Montana native, went to law school, I think, at the University of Miami. Great insight from a legal standpoint, political standpoint, you name it. So I told him, it's like, I know you got a busy day job, but as much time as you want to join us, you're welcome to join us here on this show. It's always appreciated. David, the discussion we had in the 6 o'clock hour talking about these climate alarmist groups and how they're undermining America, and they're straight up helping Russia and China. Anyway, it reminded me of a story that I saw here. I can't remember when. I think I printed this up a couple of days ago. Hadn't mentioned it yet. It's a liberal blog that was posted on the KPAX television website. See, they'll take liberal bloggers' material and put it on their TV news website, but they won't take a conservative blogger news and put it on their TV website, but they'll do it for liberal bloggers, right? That's the other liberal bias that we see in the media here. But what I thought was interesting, it's a liberal law professor at the University of Montana, and you went there for undergrad, so did I. A liberal law professor weighs in on Held v. Montana, which is the climate kids lawsuit that the Democrats are promoting. But here was a couple of things that stood out to me. One participant asked for the total emissions out of Montana. Our emissions here in Montana is equal to the amount emitted by Argentina and Pakistan. Now, of course, we're an energy production state. We're also a big agricultural state as well. Here's what else stood out to me. Electricity generation ranks number two for emissions in Montana. Agriculture ranks number one. I want to highlight that because our friends in agriculture, such good people, such nice people, maybe a little too nice at times, a little too nice to the Democrats because they want to be friends. I get it. You want to be friends with the other side. They are trying to eliminate agriculture in Montana. Why do you think the Democrats prop up the American Prairie Reserve? The point being here is that Held v. Montana, the climate lawsuit,
who do you think is the number one target of that lawsuit that the Democrats are responsible for? Agriculture is number one. We're number one. Which means you're the number one target of the left and of the Montana Democrats, right?
And that's exactly proven out by what they're doing in Europe, which you've been talking about. And in Ireland, for example, there was a news story here a couple months ago about how in Ireland they were forcing the ranchers to kill their cows. They were literally killing the cattle herds. They literally want to kill the cows. I mean, if you're a farmer or rancher out there, just always remember these radical left Democrats, they want your cows dead.
Well, and look, you are their target. You are their number one target. So maybe you should get into the election fight, and maybe these agricultural organizations, if they truly want to stand up for agriculture, hey, I know you like to stay out of politics, but you know, either you're at the table or you're going to be on the table for what's for dinner. And I'm telling you, you are being targeted by the Democrats. You are being targeted by the left. We've got the most important U.S. Senate race in the country right now. And I know you guys support Navy SEAL veteran Tim Sheehy, but come out, make public endorsements. And that's the problem, David, is that so many that share our beliefs, that share our values, they don't get involved. They don't get outspoken. They don't make endorsements. They don't go door to door with their organization telling people who to vote for. And they need to, because we're about to lose this country. And Montana is the most important race in the country.
Yeah, and it's perfectly understandable why people don't want to, because when you've got a vicious, toxic, hateful left that will destroy your life, that will get you fired from your job, that will try to ruin your family – If you say there's something that they disagree with. And so, yeah, I mean, if you're the bread earner in a family and you've got a job at some corporation that's a woke corporation, it's like, yeah, I can understand not wanting to speak up in that situation because you've got to look out for your family first. But when that compounds, then it becomes a big problem. And it is time to unfortunately kind of bite the bullet and deal with the consequences. And
the threat is so great right now. It's time to be bold, right? Okay. Let's go to Mike in Big Timber on the phone lines. Mike, what's going on?
Nice, calm morning here, enjoying my cup of coffee on the deck. Aaron and David, I'd like to get your reaction to these Russian ships that were so close to our coast. What do you think about that?
Yeah, so I didn't get to that story yet here this morning, so give us more details on the story here.
Well, you just had a news report that they were our fleet, or part of our fleet, was shadowing them. And there are reports coming out that they were as close as maybe 35 miles off the coast, or some reports as 60 miles off the coast, which leads me to believe, I believe we have a 12-mile limit off of our coast, which I think should be extended. A lot of other countries have as far as 200 miles. And I remember when I was in the service, the North Koreans hijacked the USS Pueblo and took the crew into captivity. But that being said, I was just curious to find out exactly why they decided to do this at this time and go down to, Cuba. And I believe it was because just to maybe to sort of get a feeling of how weak this president is. That's just my opinion. And I wouldn't be surprised if the Chinese launch another spy balloon over this country.
Well, and then, of course, the Chinese have had an intelligence-based platform in Cuba, just south of the coast of Florida, of course. What I thought was the most interesting about this story earlier this morning is the woke Biden Pentagon, their reaction is that it's not that big of a deal. They're like, well, not that big of a deal. But then again, the woke Biden Pentagon thinks men and women showers isn't that big of a deal either.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This is where Montana talks ag with Lane Nordland.
Ranchers were eager to see what steer and heifer calves would bring on the Spear Livestock Video's Corn Belt Classic Sale. Lewistown's Kyle Shobe was one of the auctioneers selling cattle on the block this week in Sioux City, Nebraska.
Steers exceptional demand, probably 20 to 30 higher across the board than what we saw last year in this same sale. 15% of these cattle over this two-day sale were out of Montana. So a very good representation from the Big Sky Country.
Job said there was three key factors driving price discovery this week.
There are some things that start to play in maybe a little heavier than just every other year. Number one is delivery date. Number two is geographic differences. These freight costs haven't really backed off a whole lot in the last number of years. So again, we're seeing these freight costs play into that. The third is shipping terms. We're all used to certain weighing conditions and things, but there is no question this week, the top dollar calves, the buyers paid more for calves with a favorable weighing condition, bigger slides, weight stops. There is no question about that.
Chubb pointed out there were less heifers offered on the video sale this week, as some producers are maybe trying to rebuild their herds after years of drought. Those heifers averaged $1 to $3 higher than last year's sale. For my full conversation recapping the Superior Video Auction, visit the Lane Northland Ag Broadcaster Facebook page. I'm Lane Northland.
Taking your calls live, 406-294-0970. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right. Hey, in the 6 o'clock hour of the show, as Tim and Savage just messaged us on the Montana Talks app, he said, hey, thanks for the bonus Noble today, the bonus Noble with the extra time we had with him in the 6 o'clock hour. But David asked me, he said, hey, did you hear that Economic Minute? This was 2 days ago. Dr. Pat Barkey does an Economic Minute from the University of Montana's Bureau of Business and Economic Research. And I usually try to listen in during the breaks to content just like that. Our producer, Travis, does a great job of filling all sorts of content inside of the breaks. So it's not just public service announcements and stuff like that. So he does a good job of filling that with content. And I try to listen to it, but sometimes I'm running to get a cup of coffee and I might miss something. But this is the Economic Minute that David Noble was referring to.
Cutting back on fossil fuel demand and getting more energy from non-carbon emitting sources is hard. Some countries are doing it better than others, and some, like China and India, aren't doing it at all. But to the extent we succeed in this green energy transition, as it's known, we actually make the job harder. Because as we lower demand for things like coal and crude oil, we make those carbon-dense sources of energy cheaper. That in turn makes it more expensive to plow ahead with new investment in green energy production, since the difference in cost widens. For countries that are sitting out the entire transition, and there are many, it's a bit of a windfall, letting them spend less and produce more emissions as we pay handsomely to reduce our own. This would be greatly, but not totally, alleviated if we pursued a more sensible strategy of emission reductions, namely a tax on carbon. Instead, we toe a politically convenient line of trying to regulate and control something that economics is making more attractive with each new edict. I'm Patrick Barkey.
All right, there we go. Yeah, that was a very interesting economic update. You and I both shook our heads. Yeah, nope, not doing that.
We're not down taxing carbon. We're not down with the carbon tax, but I thought his point about how, like, we're kind of screwing ourselves here and these other countries are just going to get a free ride off of us. I just thought that was a great point. It kind of fits in kind of with what we've been talking about. But hey, Aaron, I've been thinking about something that I wanted to say for
you. Real quick, one more thing that stood out to me there too was he made a very good point about, okay, hey, if you want to invest in alternative energy, you need investment money. You need capital to invest in these other sorts of things. Like, so basically we can use our traditional fossil fuels right now, which brings in more money and keeps electricity prices down and energy prices down. And then now we also have capital to invest in other forms of energy. Oh, gee,
right.
You know. But instead, they're undermining the economy, cutting our legs out from underneath us. And basically the point that he made is that at the same time they're forcing green energy on the grid, they're undermining future development of green energy because of the harmful transition they're forcing, basically.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. And I'm sorry. And then sorry to interrupt you. Yeah. You had an important point, I think.
So you often refer to transgender individuals as men who identify as women, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
And I think that's fair
because
people don't even know what transgender means.
No,
most people never even heard the term and don't know what it means. So, and I think it's a good thing to say that there are men who identify as women. However, particularly when it comes to the prison issues, Maybe we could amend it to say these are men who claim to identify as women. Because
you don't know
whether they actually identify as a woman. They might just be saying that they identify as a woman so that they could get into a women's prison. And so I think you're giving them too much credit when you say that they're men who identify as women. You're being too nice. I think you ought to change it to men who claim that they identify as
women. Men who claim to be women. Men who claim to identify. That's a great point. No, I like that. I like that. By the way, if you saw my face going, whoa, hey, whoa, Vogue. Teen Vogue.
Oh, geez.
Teen Vogue has a full 40-page spread on a man who claims to be a woman, Zoe Zephyr, the radical transgender lawmaker from Missoula. But the reason why I pulled this story up is there is a very interesting tidbit here about the – okay, it's only 34 pages or 32 pages, I clarify here. Anyway, there's a very interesting tidbit in here that we need to mention – involving the University of Montana. So I'll get to that here in a second. Got about a minute before we get to the Fox News update. You have a woke update of the week for us as well, David.
I do, and it's actually a positive one. It has to do with, of course, the woke agenda, but it's actually an uplifting story. Transgender swimmer Leah Thomas, who is a man who claims to identify as a woman, loses legal challenge in CAS ruling, which is the Court of Arbitration for Sport. So Leah Thomas had tried to get the Swiss-based court for sports to reject a policy that would prevent, quote-unquote, her from competing in women's races at elite competition. But Leah Thomas lost, and so Leah Thomas will not be competing against women.
Sorry, bro. Sorry, bro. Yeah.
Hey, man. Sorry, man.
Why don't you go swim against the dudes, right? Yeah, no, that's very good news. Yeah. And, of course, we had Riley Gaines, who lost a trophy to that dude in the women's swim meet, the National Women's Swim Meet, just a couple years ago.
I'm Therese Crowley. President Biden back in Europe. Italy's Prime Minister Meloni hosting the G7 discussing Ukraine, China, AI, and a new agenda item, Saudi Arabia dropping the U.S. dollar as the standard for oil deals. Former President Trump returns to Capitol Hill, meeting House Republicans this morning, senators this afternoon, and Trump making a splash on wrestler Logan Paul's podcast. The YouTube sensation's brother, fighter Jake Paul, tells Fox.
It doesn't have to do with Democrat or Republican. It's about which president is going to fight for us and who's going to represent us the best way possible. And that's really what the young people in America want. We want solutions. We don't want all this marketing. We don't want all the BS put in front of us.
Jake Paul inviting both Donald Trump and Joe Biden to his Mike Tyson fight November 15th. America's listening to Fox.
Yeah, so Leah Thomas is a man who claims to a woman, claims to be a woman, claims to identify as a woman. And the thing about Leah Thomas is he doesn't even pretend. He doesn't even pretend to really be a woman. Like, the physical appearance, it's obvious that's a dude. And apparently he still has his you-know-what because apparently he would get aroused while he was staring at the women in the locker room getting undressed before the women's swimming meets.
You ought to be arrested immediately and thrown in jail for that.
Yeah, I mean, it's absolutely disgusting. I mean, there was a great quote from Riley Gaines had to swim against him in, I think it was the 2022 National NCAA Championship. And if it was just women in that meet, she would have been the national champion. But they gave it to him because he claims to be a woman. And then there were other athletes that were at this. So Riley Gaines was at this rally in Whitefish, Take Back Title IX, Save Women's Sports Rally in Whitefish. But there were others that were there, including Leah Thomas's teammate, who was also saying just how demeaning it was to be forced to share a locker room. But the quote from Riley Gaines, it's on our Montana Talks website right now. She said this, and she was talking about liberal Senator John Tester and how John Tester voted in support of men in girls' locker rooms, voted against women's sports. She said, Riley Gaines said this about liberal Senator John Tester. How many girls will it take? How many girls have to lose out on opportunities or have to be exploited in locker rooms non-consensually or injured in their sports before you do care, before you do see this as a problem worth solving?
Unbelievable. How can John Tester sleep at night supporting this radical transgender agenda? Absolutely ridiculous. You know, it reminds – so I have a Twitch viewer who's in Virginia. And you know how there's been all of this litigation with Gianforte administration about transgender driver's licenses and changing your sex on your driver's license and stuff? And, of course, from the state of Montana's perspective, we think it's important that we have accurate vital statistics. And we think it's important that driver's licenses have accurate information on them. So, no, you can't just sort of switch your sex on your driver's license just – However, in places like Virginia that have been ruled by Democrats for a long time, there you can literally change the sex on your driver's license by just going online and filling out a form. And so one of my friends was basically saying that, hey, I might it's this easy. You don't have to submit an affidavit or a doctor's note or nothing. Like, he was going to do it just as a joke, as a gag. And I was like, dude, you might want to be careful because someday you might want to be a man again, and you might, you know, he was going to go non-binary.
Well, you can just change it back, can't you?
Really? You could, yeah. Yeah, you
could. yeah, exactly. Oh, it's just a bunch of craziness. Well, David, luckily, you know, we were just talking earlier about being slow to anger. So we got a little bit of a break here to process this news. People are going to be shocked. Well, they won't be shocked, but they're going to be outraged when they hear how the University of Montana is apparently paying for hormone injections for Zoe Zephyr and crew on the University of Montana campus. Your taxpayer dollars at work, folks.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger for thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, we got a caller on the phone lines here, and then I'll share this very interesting tidbit about the University of Montana. First, though, let's go to Russ in Livingston. Russ, thanks for the call. What's on your mind?
Yes. I was wondering about this Leah Thomas. He hasn't done any of the surgery stuff. Now, when he gets done with his swimming career, the woman he marries, is she going to be a lesbian because he is identifying as a woman or so what?
Well, I guess, yeah, who knows?
Good question.
Who knows? Yeah.
Right. I mean, none of this stuff makes sense.
It's kind of like Zoe Zephyr. So Zoe Zephyr is a man, but went through the full-blown procedure, detailed it on Twitter, and it was like, whoa, my goodness, ouch.
I don't like thinking about it, and frankly, yeah. I don't want to know what Leah Thomas has or doesn't have. Let's not talk about that.
It's none of our business, and frankly, this is America. Whatever Leah Thomas wants to do, Leah Thomas, you know, within the law, but it's like, but that's the whole thing. That was the whole thing that was so stupid about the gay marriage debate to begin with, because frankly, like, if you go to some you know, cultist church that believes in gay marriage, that cultist church can marry you in their belief of what marriage is,
right?
And just like and that was my kind of point about, rather than change the definition of marriage, why don't we just get government out of the marriage business altogether? I mean, that's a preferable option to government now trying to dictate what marriage is and isn't.
Right, because then once you make that point, and that's a great point to make, because then it raises the question, well, hold on, if you're now suggesting completely get rid of government out of marriage entirely, that raises the question, why was it involved to begin with? And there are actually good reasons for the government to license and encourage marriage, because a man and a woman married, legally bound, is the best thing for a society and for the kids and everything else. And so we want to promote traditional marriage, and we want to promote childbearing and child rearing, et cetera, et cetera. right? Yeah. And so then when you make that point, the Democrats are like, no, we still want the government to be involved in marriage. And it's like, okay, well, Democrats, why? Why do you want the government involved in marriage then?
Yeah, I mean, because that was my point. And actually, there was a gentleman on the radio at the time while the gay marriage debate was still going. I think it was even before the Obergefell Supreme Court decision came out. It was Ryan. I forget Ryan's last name, but he was a policy expert at the Heritage Foundation. And he, rightfully so, I think, just like you just did, kind of pushed back because I was saying, look, rather than change the definition of marriage, I'd rather we just get government out of the business of marriage altogether anyway, because marriage didn't start as a government thing. Marriage started as a religious sacrament. And government just decided to kind of get involved in it and recognize it and promote it. And that's what the gentleman from the Heritage Foundation, the argument, he said, no. He says, we should, as a country, promote marriage between a man and a woman, promote families, promote child rearing, promote child. That's why we have child tax credits, because we want to promote families. And, David, there's actually a headline in the Billings Gazette this week that I think reinforces this very point. Deaths outpace births in Montana for the third consecutive year. We have more people dying than babies being born in Montana for the third consecutive year. China, remember when they had their one child policy? That has backfired on them in a major way now, to where now they're like, holy cow, what is the future of our country? Because we don't have enough young people to repopulate our country.
So China, during the one-child policy, China would literally have government officials chase down pregnant women who are screaming and crying and hold them down and force an abortion on a screaming, struggling woman. Really, really horrific, evil stuff. But now they did that, and now they're thinking about maybe we ought to be forcing the women to actually get pregnant and have babies, and now they're trying to, it's just that's the classic. When you have the government, forcing people to do stuff, that's the kind of stuff you end up with is these horrible, horribly evil, damaging policies that then do the opposite of what they were intended and then get reversed half a second later. But I think the notion from the Democrats and the left in our country culturally with respect to marriage and child bearing and having children is maybe one of the most sort of insidious, sort of evil things going on in our society, because it's really driving a lot of depression and anxiety. And you see these TikTok videos of men and women in their 40s, and they're bragging about how I still go out to the bars and get drunk and I don't have kids, and it's just depressing.
Well, we look at birth rates, and it's a challenge for America. It's a challenge for China. It's a challenge for the broader Western world in particular right now. And you look at radical Islam and the growth of radical Islam in Europe at the same time, more traditional Western families, more traditionally Judeo-Christian families are not increasing at the same rate. And that's why you're seeing this radical Islam take over Europe. Okay, we were talking about the radical transgender agenda. So Zoe Zephyr is a dude who claims to be a woman, claims to identify as a woman. And then apparently his significant other is another dude who pretends to be a woman, claims to be a woman. Okay. And it's like, hey, you guys do your thing. This is America, right? Hey, I may have my beliefs. You have yours. We can all still be friends and we can all still be friendly, right? This is America, right?
As long as they don't go and talk to my child and start pushing it on my kid.
And try to chop. Yeah. Yeah. And that's where we draw the line, is like, okay, Zoe Zephyr, you want to chop body parts off of kids? That's where we draw the line. But we also draw the line. I had a listener, who was it? Carol, I think, in Billings, emailed me and said, there's another important point of where we draw the line. Don't ask us to pay for this stuff either. You want to go chop off your body parts and you want to be taking drugs for the rest of your life to treat the wound that you just now created, or take drugs to try to pretend that you're something that you're not? Well, you do you, brother. But you're paying for it. Don't expect us to pay for it. Don't expect our insurance companies to pay for it, because you're driving up the costs of insurance for the rest of us, right?
Well, yeah, and it's a completely unnecessary medically, right? It's like we don't correct me if I'm wrong, but health insurance doesn't cover cosmetic surgeries and things like that. So I don't know why it would cover this.
Yeah, it's like, so so it's like if I want to go get, plugs like Joe Biden, well, I want to identify as 20-year-old me. Why can't I go get plugs like Plugs Biden has, right? You know, he's got more hair on his head now than he did when he was running for president in the 1980s, you know?
Right.
So you got to go get some fake chest operation done. You got to go chop this off, add this, do this, do that. Now you get these drugs for the rest of your life, and you want us to pay for that. Like, it's outrageous.
Well, not only do they want you to pay for it, Aaron, you are paying for it.
Yeah, we are. Yeah, that's right. So so there's a big TeenVogue.com story glorifying to teens, glorifying this radical transgender lawmaker, Zoe Zephyr. But this is very interesting. In the piece, they're talking about a couple of transgender students at the University of Montana in Missoula. Let's see. Here's a quote from the story. Both of them access medical services at the University of Montana, which also helps beginners with their hormone injections for no additional fee. Wow. You got parents that can't afford to send their kids to college, but man, we're paying not only for somebody else's student loans to get paid off, but we're paying for hormone injections for college students that want to become transgender.
Correct me if I'm wrong, but the University of Montana does receive taxpayer funding, does it not?
A lot of taxpayer funds, yeah.
And with no additional fee. I mean, I remember when I was at UM, like, there was a fee. Everything had a fee. There was a fee for everything. Everything's a fee.
And they were always raising your fees, too.
Right.
Oh, we didn't raise tuition. But you raised six other fees in the process.
Right. So the fact that there's no fee is just ridiculous.
Yeah.
We ought to cut all funding to University of Montana until they stop.
Well, I wonder what the numbers are in the Board of Regents right now, because, we need to get more Governor Greg Gianforte appointees on the Board of Regents.
Well, especially because the Board of Regents doesn't have to follow the Second Amendment.
They don't want to follow any of the Constitution. Let's go to Matt in Billings on the phone lines. Matt, what's going on?
Good morning, guys. I just want to say one comment about what you just talked about, the transgender movement and so forth. Shame on the people, and especially I see a lot of gray hairs that are allowing these people a place at the table when they've had a chance already to bring their kids up through the public schools without the filth. Shame on them.
Great point. Hold that thought, Matt. Hold that thought, because we got a quick break coming up here, and I know you got another topic you want to cover, and I want to give you plenty of airtime. So, Matt, if you can, hold that thought and stand by. But, David, he just made a great point there. These gray hairs that got the privilege, that got the benefit, but now they're taking away that he just described Monica Tranel. She was a female athlete. She got to go through women's sports. She got to have the opportunity. But now she supports the transgender agenda. She already got her chance. She doesn't care about these young girls coming up and them getting the chance, right?
Right.
Okay, Matt in Billings has another important point. He'll be first up right after this.
Ray-Ban Metasmart glasses help you make the most out of every moment. Hey Meta, text Naeem, got us a table. This spot looks legit. Hey Meta, look and translate this for me.
It says, traditional lime soup with chicken.
Hey Meta, take a photo. Ray-Ban Meta Smart Glasses. Learn, connect, and capture content hands-free, so you can stay in the moment. Iconic style meets cutting-edge technology with Ray-Ban Meta Smart Glasses.
Fox News commentary.
The Hunter Biden gun conviction is just, but it's also a distraction, a deflection, and a giant red herring. I'm Tommy Lahren. I'll tell you why next.
Stay on top of the latest forecast with America's Weather Team in the palm of your hands.
Here's the latest from America's Weather Center.
It's Fox Weather updates throughout your busy day, every day.
That heat's going to be out there for one more day.
Temperatures being 30 degrees above average.
Put the power of over 100 meteorologists and the worldwide resources of Fox in your hands with the Fox Weather Podcast. Precise, personal, powerful. Subscribe and listen now at foxnewspodcasts.com.
The president's son, Hunter, was convicted of all three felonies in his federal gun trial. And while justice was indeed served here and the evidence was pretty black and white, this is still a victory for the Bidens, for the left, and for the mainstream media. And I'll tell you why. The gun charges were the lowest hanging fruit, the easiest and cleanest way to go after a Biden without really going after a Biden, at least in any significant way. These gun charges are serious, but the gun case is really the only part of Hunter's crime spree that doesn't touch the big guy. But what it does serve to do is give give the appearance that the DOJ is fair and no one is above the law. The guilty verdict is just, and I commend the jury, but it's really more of a gift to the left than an acquittal. So don't be fooled and don't be duped. It's a big, fat red herring. I'm Tommy Lahren, and you can watch my show, Tommy Lahren is Fearless, at Outkick.com.
This is the Montana Economic Minute.
As we march ahead through the 2020s, perhaps it's time to cast back 15 years and see where we thought things were going back then. Montana State University's Project 2030, published in 2010, took a look at where trends in population and demographics were taking Montana. Had the broad conclusions of that study been more closely read and heeded, some of the loud debates taking place today over things like housing and property taxes might be a bit quieter. The MSU's economists projected a future for Montana where demographic trends delivered a population of taxpayers that was increasingly asset-rich and income-poor, taken at a time when pressure on state budgets from things like pensions and Medicaid were pushing up the need for revenue. That made dependence on a property tax levied against the value of property but paid for out of income more and more problematic. The years that have followed the report have borne out the wisdom of those projections. I'm Patrick Berkey.
Most tax pros leave a message.
It's Jane. I'm moving on to a TurboTax expert who beat your price. Adam Devine, tell him how I feel.
Hey, tax pro, she's been thinking twice. Best believe TurboTax will beat your price. This is a tax break.
Switch to a TurboTax Live expert and we'll beat what you paid your pro last tax season. Make the switch at TurboTax.com/beatyourprice. TurboTax full service only. Sign up by 12/20/2024 and file by 4/1/2025. Full details at TurboTax.com/beatyourprice.